what is useful is that we have an agreed referee in the form of the court making a judgment on a highly sensitive and divisive issue, which is the boundary. And we have prior commitment from the two sides that they would honor the judgment that was made. So the stage is set for the possible resolution of this important piece of the puzzle. But it's a highly sensitive matter. There's a long history of distrust and violence connected with these issues. There's a lot at stake with respect to control of land, resources beneath the land, populations. It has symbolic importance beyond the simple material significance. And there's been plenty of bad behavior all around the block on this. So I wouldn't rush to judgment to say that that this issue is going to be taken off the table and everybody will be able to move forward. It is a promising step that is being taken, but it's going to bear very close watch in the next phase.
You mentioned it being of symbolic importance. Could you expound on that a little bit?
Well, this is an area that's in a transition zone. It's been a subject of dispute and contestation for several decades in the struggle between the North and the South. So it's taken on a much bigger symbolic meaning over time and become a flashpoint. And it's just like, areas, the Eritrea-Ethiopian border dispute in Badame, which, Badame is a rather inconsequential piece of ground, but you had two countries go back to war over that, and over 140,000 people died in the 98 to 2000 period. So there's quite a consciousness in this region and in Sudan that these special areas require very careful treatment, and they have the potential for igniting much bigger conflicts.
This issue of the Abyei region has been such a contentious issue for so long, and so many people have been displaced because of it. Do you think this court ruling will help people to be able to get resettled? And also, will it settle tensions in the area?
Potentially, if there's resolution and there's security that is trusted in the area and people feel that their personal and family security is in a reasonable condition, but that process will take place slowly. You'll have members of families begin to venture back over time and test the waters while others are holding back. It wasn't too long ago that you had really major internecine violence and displacement there. People haven't forgotten that.
Is this a decision, do you think, that will lead to stability eventually? I know you mentioned that it's a good step, but ultimately, what else needs to be done to help this along?
Well, all of this gets back to whether the parties themselves are truly committed to operating to move forward the comprehensive peace agreement between the North and the South, whether they are prepared to really see it through in good faith, or whether they're going to engage in multi-level actions that contradict one another and involve a great deal of sabotage and stealth. And that's been the problem up to now, is there's great ambiguity of motivation and intention on both sides and enormous suspicion. So that is the big picture. As to whether something like this judgment can help stabilize that part of Sudan and contribute to a broader peace.